Katie, one fact check in just the past week during the Zimmerman trial was on a report that the Department of Justice was in the Orlando area with a team that was actually helping to organize protests against George Zimmerman. This was duly reported by talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
Judicial Watch filed a Freedom of Information Act request, and according to the documents that they got, a little-known DOJ unit called the Community Relations Service deployed to Sanford, Florida to organize and manage rallies against Zimmerman.
Katie, what's PolitiFact's ruling on the claim that the DOJ was actively organizing against George Zimmerman?
Yeah, we rated this claim by Judicial Watch as mostly false. As Rush said, they did make a FOIA request and they got tons of records back relating to this little agency that sent members to Sanford, but they weren't there to engage the protesters in a way that was against George Zimmerman. The protests were already going to happen, and what this team known as the Community Relations Service does is they try to keep them from escalating out of control. So they do things like tell people who are going to protest anyway how to do it peacefully, or they secured police protection for some student marchers. So the conservative group and people like Rush are really kind of overhyping what they did, and it's not atypical for them to get involved in dicey situations that could spiral out of control.
Now, Katie, let's go back in time a little bit, because PolitiFact did an awful lot of fact-checking during this case because there was an awful lot being said about it. First, let's look back at a statement from Representative Dennis Bakesley, a Republican from Ocala, who helped write the Stand Your Ground law in March of 2012. He said that we've had a dramatic drop in violent crime since this law has been in effect. PolitiFact's ruling on that, Katie.
We rated this one half true. Baxley, as you know, is one of the authors of the Stand Your Ground law, so he took a lot of heat for it when people started getting upset after Trayvon Martin's death. We think his response here is pretty clearly indicating that Stand Your Ground is responsible for a drop in violent crime. And while violent crime in Florida has dropped, the drop has been in place long before Stand Your Ground came into law in 2005.
And finally, Katie, Arthenia Joyner, a Democratic state representative from this area, also chimed in on the Stand Your Ground law shortly after the shooting of Trayvon Martin. She said, when we passed the Stand Your Ground law, we said it portends horrific events when people's lives were put into these situations. PolitiFact made a ruling on that. Katie, what was it?
We found this claim true. We went back to the videos of the actual House debate, and we found a small contingent of Democrats who objected to the bill that was being considered and eventually passed with a lot of support. Senator Joyner herself equated the law to opening Pandora's box with death for some people inside the box. You know, the law passed unanimously in the Senate, but Joyner in the House and several other voices did voice their concerns.
So the ruling here is on, did people predict horrific events when the bill was being debated? That's what you rule as true.
Right, yes.
Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida, the debate over the Trayvon Martin shooting and the George Zimmerman trial did not stop with the verdict. So I expect more fact checks on this issue are in your future.
Possibly.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Katie.
All right. Thank you.